Half of those who receive treatment for opiate addiction in New Jersey are 25 years old or younger, and that means more parents are dealing with the fallout of close calls and trips to detox. WHYY's Laura Benchoff reports that parents of addicted children are banding together to support one another.
And again, take a nice deep inhale and a big exhale.
At a recent workshop in Montgomery County, parents of addicts gathered in a college auditorium for a summit called Other Faces of Addiction. Those other faces, they're the people who support addicts in recovery. And they have mental health needs too.
Close your eyes and think of something you can bring into your life that will bring you even more happiness.
After yoga, Bill and Pam Roberts got up in front of about 30 people to talk about their family's addiction history. Their three adult children are all in long-term drug recovery.
You know, we're ding-batting 1,000. It's a family disease. And my father was an alcoholic. It's all through the family.
10 years ago, they watched one kid after another face addiction. Pam says the emotional stress took a toll on her health.
That trauma of dealing with that high anxiety year after year, I just was terrified that somehow I would let my guard down and they would die and somehow it would be my fault. That was killing me.
She says it was hard to find places that catered to what her family needed. Usually, parents and family members of addicts get referred to Alcoholics Anonymous meetings for support. Jacqueline Hudak, clinical director of the Center for Couples and Adult Children at the University of Pennsylvania, says that style of support group can be hard for parents to stomach.
The way that the addiction field deals with this, kind of the tough love stance, that kind of stuff runs very counter to what comes intuitively as a parent, which is to love your child.
So parents like the Roberts are in a bind. How to love and support their children into recovery, but not enable their drug habits. And on top of that, not neglect their own mental health. As their kids recovered, the Roberts found they missed the parent debrief meetings hosted by their kids' treatment center. So they decided to host some informal gatherings of their own in 2006. Before their second meeting, they got a call from a set of parents in crisis.
Some friends of ours called up and said their son tried to commit suicide in the basement of his dorm, strung out on drugs, and we said, why don't you come to our parent meeting? And all the parents just listened. Didn't tell them what to do, just told them what they had gone through. And that was the genesis of the whole thing.
After that, the Roberts met weekly with interested parents. The group grew through word of mouth, and 8 years later, their model has helped inspire 25 other parent support groups in 7 states. The groups provide referrals to services for kids and give parents a place to just check in for as long as they need. Many are now financially supported or administered by care and treatment centers. Across the Delaware River in Camden County, some parents and supporters of addicts are having a very different kind of meeting.
And you can literally walk somebody through that overdose by keeping their mind alert.
Babette Richter of the South Jersey AIDS Alliance is giving a workshop on how to use naloxone, sometimes known as Narcan. It's a non-habit-forming drug that stops an opioid overdose in its tracks. New Jersey has a law on the books that lets parents and supporters of addicts carry the drug, but it's not easy to get a hold of.
We don't want to wait for them to be dead.
This is the 5th naloxone training in Camden County, organized by Patty Dorenzo, whose son Sal Marchese overdosed in 2010. Dorenzo lobbied hard to make Narcan accessible to parents and addicts themselves. She says she doesn't want any other parents to go through what she went through alone. So in addition to her lobbying, Dorenzo has an amped up social media presence. Her Facebook and Twitter accounts are a clearinghouse of information on parent support groups, treatment info, and addiction news.
You can find me on Facebook, friend me. If you want to ask me anything, inbox me. If you need to ask me questions, I'll be there for you, because I know how it feels not to have somebody to talk to.
Dorenzo says social media has really changed how parents of addicts connect with each other and provides a community she didn't have when Sal was alive. I'm Laura Benchoff, WHYY News.